Liz Cheney aided in GOP primary by ad agency linked to Biden, BLM, Planned Parenthood. By Wendell Hasebo on May 7, 2022. A left-wing political advertising agency has reportedly begun promoting Representative Liz Cheney, RY, to Democrats in the Wyoming Republican primary. The agency's name is People First but was previously known as Main Street One, according to the agency CEO's LinkedIn page. The agency's website indicates it is affiliated with far-left Democrat organizations, such as President Biden's campaign arm, Planned Parenthood, and Black Lives Matter. Under the agency's former name, the pro-leftist group has received disbursements of hundreds of thousands of dollars from radical organizations, Federal Election Commission records show. Among those organizations are Biden for President and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. The agency has sent Wyoming residents emails detailing a project it is conducting to defeat Cheney's opponent Harriet Hageman, Breitbart News has learned. Hageman is a Donald Trump-endorsed candidate and has a strong shot at defeating Cheney in the open primary on August 16. We're currently working on a new project in Wyoming, where we're asking for people to explain why Liz Cheney is their ideal representative, regardless of their party affiliation. An email from People First to a Wyoming resident reads. The email is another example of how Democrats are encouraging party members to vote for Cheney in the open Republican primary. Wyoming rules allow Democrats to vote for Republican primary candidates and vice versa. We know this isn't an easy ask, but Donald Trump is supporting a candidate running against Liz Cheney, and has said defeating her is his number one priority, the email continues. We need your help explaining why a vote for Liz Cheney is a vote to preserve democracy in this country. If you'd be interested in helping me with this project, please let me know. I'd be happy to chat via email, or one-to-one, about all the details, the email concludes. The email was signed by Val Cheney, who, according to a recent version of her LinkedIn page, goes by she/her, and appears to have no affiliation with Liz Cheney. It is unknown who is paying the group to push Democrats to vote for Cheney in the Republican primary. But Democrats encouraging Democrats to vote for Cheney appears to be a strategy to keep Cheney in office. Democrats are desperate to protect one of their allies, like Cheney. In February, the establishment GOP Wyoming legislature also protected Cheney by blocking legislation that would have prevented Democrats from participating in a Republican primary. Cheney has allied herself with Democrats. She accepted an appointment from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to the January 6 committee, where she has played a key role in using the committee as an overbroad cudgel against Republicans. Cheney also reportedly orchestrated unprecedented Republican sabotage by generating a Republican hit piece in The Washington Post. Cheney was removed as GOP conference chair in May after the Republican caucus held a no-confidence vote upon reaching a boiling point with Dick Cheney's daughter. In November, the Wyoming GOP voted to no longer recognize Cheney as a Republican. The Republican National Committee in February symbolically censured Cheney for allying with Democrats and is weighing whether to defund her campaign. In a rare move, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has also endorsed Cheney's opponent. McCarthy's reason for endorsing Hageman mirrors the overall GOP criticism of Cheney. Liz Cheney has lost Wyoming. Liz Cheney doesn't live in Wyoming. She doesn't represent us, Hageman told Breitbart News. She doesn't represent our values. A straw poll in January among GOP activists showed Hageman holds a commanding lead over Cheney. The poll, conducted by the Wyoming Republican State Central Committee via secret ballot, showed Hageman won 59 votes and Cheney 6, a 53-point victory by Hageman. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.